Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Make sure your seatbacks and tray tables are in their full upright position and that your seatbelt is correctly fastened for this week's piece all about air travel. The Aviation Safety Network recently reported that of the record-setting 37 million flights taken in 2017, not a single person died on a major commercial airline flight, which makes it the safest year for commercial flights ever. However, while overall flight safety continues to improve, the on-flight anxiety and discomfort caused by clean air turbulence is rising. Clear air turbulence differs from storm-related turbulence because it can happen far away from stormy clouds, making it invisible to both pilots and radar. When two air masses traveling at different speeds or in different directions collide, like along the atmospheric jet stream that many of our flights travel within, pockets of clean air turbulence can take airplanes totally by surprise. Global warming, which the vast majority of scientists around the world attribute primarily to human emissions of heat-trapping gases, could double or even triple clear air turbulence by mid-century. Warming at the surface of the planet is counteracted by cooling in the upper atmosphere, encouraging these colliding air masses, meaning more clear air turbulence for flights to experience. Scientists say that reducing the amount of heat-trapping gases we put into the atmosphere is how we can keep from experiencing increased clear air turbulence in the future. Upgrading energy systems to be cleaner and more efficient, like using renewable solar and wind options, would be a great start. Okay, and now that you know all this, you are free to move about the cabin.
For more information, please visit smv.org.